Blog Talk Radio.
My day has really been going really well, and so I appreciate that blessing from Spirit. If you'd like to call into the show, we do have several callers ahead of you. I'll try to get you on as quick as I can. It's 516-418-5997. All right, let's go ahead and talk about calls. Let's take a couple of calls really quick. 336, you're on air with me.
Yes, I'm calling about my love life.
Okay. Can I get your first name, please?
Dee.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you're wanting to know if somebody's coming into your life, is that correct?
Yeah, my soulmate. No.
Yeah. I feel your soulmate will be coming in about looks like about December, 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. You guys are going to be really happy together. You have a lot in common with him, so that would be a blessing for you. So, all right?
Yes. Yeah. Do you know how I'm going to meet him?
I don't have that information. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, then. So, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Hold on a minute. Okay. All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. 562, you're on air with me.
Hi, I had a question. My name's Yvonne, and my question is, you told me about 2 years ago I'm going to have a child, and I had a daughter around that time, and but you told me they are going to send me a child, but you didn't say, you know, who are they, but you said they are going to help me with that. So can you look into that and see who are they? Is it my ancestors or angels?
Okay.
Or?
Yeah, I think your guardian angels are the main ones that helped with this, and they're going to be blessing you over and over.
Beginning
in the next
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great evening.
You too.
Bye. Let's go with 203. You're on air with me.
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria. How can I help you?
I was also calling about love life. I just wanted to ask. Do you see Jeff and I reconnecting?
Yeah, it looks like a couple of months out. But I do see you guys getting back together.
Okay.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. I've been wanting
to. Oh, okay.
To,
Yeah, I think you guys just maybe a misunderstanding. I think the whole thing is a misunderstanding why you guys are not, you know, connecting right now. But I feel that will work itself out as well. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You have a great evening.
You too.
All right. Let's go ahead and take 312. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, Michael. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How can I help?
My question is, I just got, you were correct. I got offered a job. I started in 2 weeks in September. And I'm just wondering, there was some disgruntled employees, like some bad apples, and the manager's trying to clean them out. Do you
right.
see any problems there?
No. I feel like it's going to be okay. But, yeah, there's some bad cookies there, so they need to go away. But,
yeah.
You know, but, yeah, I wouldn't be really concerned about it. You know, just do your job. And 'cause I really feel like this job is really going to be a job that you really like. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, they'll be gone by the time I get there. So they won't be working
yeah.
anymore.
Right, yeah. So that's something
okay.
to look forward to. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You have a great
night.
Evening. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take my last call so far. Whoop, everybody's jumped. Hold on.
Hello?
240, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help?
Just wanted to know if you're picking up anything about new jobs for me.
New job? Yeah, it looks like about the end of September, early October.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Appreciate you
Thank
calling
you.
In. All right, talk to you again
bye.
Soon. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, that's all the calls at the moment. So let's go ahead and give you the calling number. It is 516-418-5997. All right, and I think I've talked to everybody. So, if I haven't talked to you, you might just push a one and let me know that you're, yeah, that helps. Okay, let's go with 562. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling about my appeal. I did an appeal for SSI, and I wanted to know, do you see me winning that appeal? I mean, is it going to be going good, or are they going to deny me for my SSI?
I feel like it's going to be good. But also, I feel like there's some kind of delay. I'm not sure what that is. But I believe when it's all settled, you're going to have a good settlement on this, and Spirit's going to bless you through this.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you
okay.
so much.
You're
okay.
welcome. Appreciate you calling. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go with 520. Have I talked to you yet? Hi.
No, thank you.
You're welcome. I usually have somebody manning the phones for me, but right now we don't have that luxury. So can you give me your first name?
Lisa?
Lisa, okay. How are you, Lisa? How's things going?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I wonder
no problem.
If you see... Thank you. I have an adult son, and he
okay.
and I got into a huge argument, and we're not talking. Do you see us
okay.
reconciling anytime soon?
Yeah, I would say by the end of the month.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry you guys had an argument, but, you know, sometimes we have those things happen. But, you know, I would just let him contact you and let him make that move towards you.
Okay. Is it, there were a lot of things that were said.
Right.
Do you see the air being cleared, or is it just going to be a matter of ignoring that stuff and trying to reconcile?
I think the best thing in this is what I'm getting from Spirit is just to let it reconcile itself, and you know, don't be pushy or anything like that. But you know, a lot of times we say things that we regret, you know, looking back at stuff, and so and this is one of those cases. But I feel like you guys can you know, have that relationship begin before the fight that you guys had, and so. I feel like everything's going to be okay with this.
Okay. Well, actually, I don't regret anything that I said.
Right.
Because I've been biting my tongue, and he said some stuff, and so then I just went ahead and unloaded, and it
right.
needed to be said. It needed to be said, and then, you know, this happened that we're not speaking, so.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how we can get back to talking, and, you know, because, I don't know, you know, just the stuff that I said had to be said, you know, it just had to
right.
be said.
Right. Yeah, you know, like I said, it's going to work itself out, so I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Just give him some space right now.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so he's not going to come back in anger. He's going to be kind of just trying to let it go or something.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see that he's going to be angry when he talks to you. So, like I said, that should happen by the end of the month. But I, you know,
thank
the one
you.
Thing I would suggest for you to do is just, you know, pray about it and let Spirit work it out. But I don't see any major problems with this.
Well, we don't normally do this. This is not something that we do.
Right.
Because I'm usually the one that just says, okay, you know, I'll go along with whatever, you know, the program is. And this
right.
time around, I didn't do it.
Right. No, you get to a point where you have to say something, and that's, you know, we all have those breaking points where we just have to unload. So.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Can I listen? Can I keep listening?
Yeah, you can keep listening. Okay.
Are you going to see the eclipse, Michael?
I'm going to try to. The university here where I live is having an event. So they're going to have like telescopes and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, God. How cool. How cool. That
yeah,
is so cool.
So. Yeah, we're going to have about 90% chance, 90 viewing area, so we're not going to see a total eclipse where I live, but it's good enough, so.
I should check in our area to see if we have anything like that going. I don't know if we do,
yeah.
I haven't even checked.
Yeah, plus they have the university here has a gigantic screen at the football stadium, and they're going to show it on the screen, so you wouldn't be, you know. We're not viewing at the sun without protection, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I'm looking
so super.
Forward to it. Yeah.
Yay. You can tell us about it.
I will. You have a
thank you.
You have a good night. I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go with 225. You're on air.
Hi, it's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How can I help you tonight?
I am currently in a relationship, but am curious if he speaks to other women online, which I have a feeling he does, but.
Yeah, I hate to tell you, he just has roving eyes. I mean, I don't think he's ready for a commitment, but I see somebody else around him, so. Another female around him already. So, I mean, I don't think they've done anything, but I just feel like, you know, they're getting closer. So, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate you calling in tonight. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me give you my website address. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, it is www.insightswithmichael.com. Again, the website is www.insightswithmichael.com. www.thebestwithmichael.com. All right. I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. That was awesome. And I love you guys. And just want things to work out for you. That's why I started doing what I do. So giving you some insight into your life where you can make some decisions that need to be made sometimes. And all of us face those times when we've are hard decisions to make. But, you know, spirit always gets us through. I'm talking about my own self. You know, there was a time where, you know, I was a little concerned about stuff, and spirit reassured me that everything was going to be all right. And actually, you know, I listened to spirit, and I turned out a better person than I was way back when. And so, but sometimes way back when can haunt us, and we just have to trust spirit in this case and let spirit have it, and spirit's going to work things out for us. So, all right, let's go ahead and put on a song really quick, and I'll be right back. Let's go with the song.
Oh,
we're back. And again, I appreciate you calling in tonight and talking to me for a few minutes. 516-418-5997 is the call-in number to the program. I would love to hear from you. It just seems like the last couple of weeks I've been just really blessed and, just feel really good about stuff and helping you and, because we always need somebody we can lean on, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be the person you lean on when you need help. And so, I really feel like that Spirit's going to bless us. And, one thing that we need to realize, a whole bunch of stuff is going on around us, and a lot of it is negative. But even when it's negative, even when it's dark, there's still light. And, things are going to be the way they are for a while. But the planet's not going to explode or anything like that. We're going to be okay. It's the same old a lot of times. But I know that Spirit's going to bless us, and that's who I lean on. You might pray for me because I'm needing a job, an everyday job besides what I do here. So you might just pray with me about that situation, and that Spirit would open the right doors for me, and be a job that I'm going to like, and I'll stay with it and have benefits to help. So it's always nice to have that. So I appreciate if you pray about that situation with me. I think I'm just going to go ahead and close out for tonight. We will be back on air tomorrow night, same time, 10 o'clock. If you ever want to make a donation to the show, you can do so on the website. It does cost money to have a full account, which I wish that we had that, but my finances are a little strapped at the moment. So any money I have is already going to other stuff. Spirit will take care of that too. But if you want to make a donation to help us get on more airtime, that would be great. So enough said about that. I'll talk to some of you probably tomorrow. So that's okay. So you guys have a good night. Thanks again for everything you do for me. And I appreciate it so much. We are a family, and families stick together. So I really love you guys. And that's not made up. That's truly how I feel. Let's go ahead and say good night. And I'll talk to you next time I talk to you, I guess. All right. Bye-bye.